Hello, first-time listeners, and hello to our biggest fans. The Greenhouse Podcast is finally back. That's right. Season 2 premieres this January with brand new episodes, brand new guests, and brand new surprises. That's right. When I say surprises, I mean I might just take off my shirt this season. Now, I know you guys are super excited to see Jordan Green behind the microphone interviewing brand new guests with something to say, probably talking about nothing. But listen, while you wait, I got a little treat for you. That's right. In this episode, it's a special edition version. We're actually going to give you a list. Now, this list consists of every single improv sketch from season 1, all wrapped up into one little mixtape for you. So I hope you enjoy. Sit back, relax, grab a soda, and get ready for season 2 of the Greenhouse Podcast.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Hi, you must be Brandon. Is that what it says there on your name tag?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, it's Braden. But I spell it Brandon.
But you spell it Brandon. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Well, I was told by the person at the front desk to come over here.
Oh, you're not just a child.
No.
You're actually training to be the lifeguard.
I'm actually training.
So you're,
I'm in training.
You're the Jordan.
I am. You've heard
okay.
of me.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking through my list, and, you know, normally, I don't know, there's been a decline recently.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Lifeguards.
I see your list here. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, wow. So
why
it
am
looks
I,
like you're the...
Am I the only one?
Yeah. That's... You know, it could be a good thing.
What, is your system digital? Did people just not... Did they not know how to sign up?
I'm a nice guy.
Okay.
But my methods may not be
kosher. Okay.
Yeah. So,
Okay. Well, I'm excited still. I've never been swimming before. Last week. But I'm a professional now.
Do you?
Well, you're my second trainer. I know how to swim enough. Yeah.
Okay. So. Let's just pretend I know how to swim. We can start with the basics.
Okay, let's start with the basics. I know you had like a 3-step system. That's what I was reading on your website.
Yeah. So, the first thing we do, you know, just to bulk up,
right?
We have to eat some pizza. We eat some pizza.
Okay. Yeah.
Just to build up the carbs.
All right. Well, you brought the pizza with you. Okay.
And then, yeah.
So let's put that down.
And we actually do that in the pool.
Oh.
You know, some people say it builds cramps and everything,
but
we eat it, we jump right in
so
that we can, you know, utilize the carbohydrates.
So, should we jump in now? Because I brought my bathing suit. I brought my birthday suit, but I also have my bathing suit.
You know,
you can decide.
Well, that was kind of one of the reasons I actually implemented the birthday suit rule, and then the decline started happening.
Because I was reading on the website, it said bring these things, and one of them was birthday suit, and I didn't know exactly what that meant, because my definition... Your definition.
Well, according to Paul, legally, I cannot.
You cannot.
You
confirm.
Have to wear an actual suit.
Oh, an actual suit. Okay, good. Well, I brought both, so.
There was
we're
a
good.
Legal matter back in
95.
20. Yeah, so.
I was reading about that in Google.
So yeah,
I'm a little concerned. Okay.
Let's just go ahead and jump in.
All right, here we go. Let's, okay. Wow, the water's lovely.
Yeah, do you like it?
It's a nice day.
It's a perfect day for this. So, yeah. Hey, I'll just give you 1 second.
Hey! Hey, you!
Wait, why? Who's that?
Hey, put that down!
Oh gosh.
How many? George, how many times have I told you?
A little one.
Hold on a second, sorry about that.
Okay, that's okay.
Hey, George, what have I said about running with scissors? That's right. No, you go tell. Okay, fine. Go cry to your mom.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, you know,
sorry,
people
I'm just
like
having a hard
me
time.
Here.
Can we get to the shallow area?
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay,
that sounds good.
It's not that I can't swim, I'm just a little dehydrated.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Well, you know, we've got some water.
No, I've got plenty around me.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So the first thing, like I said, we eat pizza.
Pizza,
we
step
jump
one.
Right in.
Step two is step in.
And if you start building cramps, please let me know.
All right.
Because it's part of safety, so.
Okay. Why would I get cramps?
Well, there's this whole, like, 30 minutes, like, eat and don't open 30
you
minutes.
Jump. Okay, okay.
It's a long
one. All right, well, I'm eating the pizza now.
Cool. So after you do that.
That was good.
What we're going to do now is we're going to... I'm going to tie these weights to your ankles.
Okay. No, this seems right. Okay.
Yeah, and you're going to tread water while
with
I go watch...
With the weights on my ankles?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go watch an episode of The Office.
Okay.
Because it has to be about roughly 22 minutes of treading.
Gotcha.
So,
22.
And here's a whistle.
Okay.
Just take that whistle. And then if you're in trouble, just kind of whistle and I'll be over in a
jiff. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go.
Why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me like that?
I just feel like...
Did I say something?
This is not safe. I'm not questioning. I'm just saying,
Yeah. Who's the lifeguard?
You're the lifeguard. I'm the student.
Tread water.
All right.
I'll be right back.
All right. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the new talk show host right here on Channel 2 Action News. This is the part of the show where we don't talk about news, but we interview people, famous people. Today on the show, we have Kim Kraft, the richest man in the world. Welcome to the show, Kim.
Yes, thank you for having me, Jordan. It's been, I've followed your career from day one when you started out. The Greenhouse podcast.
In
and
diapers.
You made it through that whole, like, takeover with the Kraft House podcast, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you, thank you. You know, I...
Good business decisions there,
I don't
Jordan.
Know how I ended up on this section of Channel 2 News after that career was great. I don't know why I gave it up, honestly. But I'm... You've obviously made some great decisions in your life. You're the richest man in the world now.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
How does that feel?
It feels awesome.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I can do anything I want.
The first thing that came to mind when somebody told you, you're now the richest man in the world?
Just another feather in my cap.
I understand.
You know,
we've all been there.
It's just money, right? You know, you can't take it with you.
That's what you think. But, you know, we were getting letters recently saying, you got to interview this guy. How did he become the richest man in the world? Right. Did you sell something? Did you invent something?
Just ideas.
Ideas.
Just, you know, my ideas would come in. I would write them down.
Write them down in the notes.
I'd write them down in my notes, and then I would get my ideas out there.
Yeah.
And it's just like every idea I had just turned to money.
Gold. It was just pure gold.
Just pure money.
Wow.
Yes.
I am impressed.
Yes.
You know, I wish I just struck oil on my own property or something.
You could do that, but I'm telling you,
it's all about
money. Is an idea.
It's an idea.
It's in the ideas.
So what's your next idea? We know that you wanted to announce this to the world.
I'm going
to
give you an exclusive.
Okay.
Because I respect you so much as a journalist.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
My next venture.
Right.
Is an idea that I have.
Okay. Another one of these ideas. I'm really excited
about
how
to extract ideas
From
other people without their knowledge of you extracting the ideas from their brain.
Now, Kim, how long have you had this invention?
I have been working on this for about 22 days.
22 days.
Yes.
Okay, so most of your ideas in the past, they weren't extracted from others already. But now, so are you out of ideas? I guess you're not because you came up with this idea.
Right.
It's mind-blowing. It's like it's a dream within a dream within a dream. I can't even keep track of it.
I know. That's what I feel like I'm in a dream right now.
You're not using this this machine on me now, are you?
Because, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
I am. And I'm telling you, the last idea you just had, I've got to say.
You think it's gold?
I've got to say no. No, it's not a good idea, Jordan.
Oh, man.
Sorry, you need to
So you're just judging
else.
People left and right on their ideas now.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a little afraid now because that idea, I was going to go public with it.
Well, I would rethink that idea.
All right. All right. I guess.
Maybe
I guess,
tweak it, rewind, you know, hit the delete button. And,
all right. Well, I was going to even announce it on the show. Well, I guess that wraps it up then.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Well, Kim, I tell you what. Thank you for flying in on your jet plane today.
That's awesome. My limo's waiting to take me back.
To the jet plane. Literally 10 feet away from the studio.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you live your life in your rich self and those fancy shoes of yours.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the 1 hour special. I don't even know. Was this 1 hour?
I don't know. I still feel like I'm in a dream.
I know, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us right here on Channel 2 Action News. Hi, I'm Jordan. Welcome to my house.
I didn't know you were allowing me inside already. I had knocked. Something fell and it made a knocking sound, but I haven't actually come in yet.
Please don't come in.
But I'm a door-to-door salesman, as I've been told, because a sentence
Who told
that was
you
ordered.
That?
Somebody just told me in a sentence ago. But
So you're a door-to-door salesman. What are you selling today, Rolando?
I am selling...
Sorry, you didn't tell me your name. What's your name?
My name is Rolando. I'm glad
welcome
you saw the name tag.
Don't get to my front door.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good at this whole being a
I saw the
owner.
Advertisement on your big white van that said Rolando
salesman. Not my van, so I don't know whose van you're reading.
Fred? Did you just see this? Oh, what's happening on the news? Like, I'm so scared, man. I don't know, Momo. Do you have, like, a girlfriend or something? Because I don't even have a girlfriend yet. And I'm like, what are we supposed to do here?
Maybe we should talk about maybe our deepest,
I'm
darkest...
I'm shaking, man. I'm real shaking.
Listen, there's something I've always wanted to tell you, Monica. There's something I've always wanted to tell you.
I really don't want to hear what you got to say here.
It has to do with years ago. There was a moment I was getting the milk out of the fridge. You remember. You remember that day.
Was it almond milk or cat's milk? No.
You remember we had gone to the dinosaur party.
Dino's Dino Disco Party.
Okay. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. Dude, I'm real scared, man. We're about to go under.
But I know we're about to die.
We got 2 days left. I don't want to hear this story. I want to go find a girlfriend.
I have to tell you, though.
Okay, fine.
Well, I had the milk, and I told you. I told you that the milk was not... You remember you said, hey, Jordan, there's no milk left. There's barely any milk left. And I told you I didn't drink it, but I did. It was me. I'm sorry.
Do you know something?
What's that?
I blamed my mom for that.
You blamed her?
I blamed my mom for that, and you did. And it was you.
I didn't know it would affect you in this way.
I don't really think I can take it. I'm sorry.
I thought you would be happy.
You know what?
These
we only got 2 days left.
What should we do?
I'm thinking.
Sorry, I had the sniffles.
I see. I'm thinking.
We should go eat some dinosaurs. I've never done it before.
A different kind, like not our own.
Maybe one of those smaller ones. They say that we're supposed to eat other.
Eat or be eaten.
That's what Uncle Fred said.
I say. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. We have to
I'm
do
getting
it
the milk, though. If there's any milk left, I'm getting it. These are the last days. I'm getting that milk.
All right. And I promise I won't drink it first. Right out of the carton like I did last time.
If you do.
What are you going to do?
Well,
you can't
do nothing about it.
It doesn't matter. Like, we're going to die anyway.
We're going to die anyway.
All right, let's go. Let's go. I'd hold your hand, but my hands are so tiny. My arms, I can't reach.
I've got wings, dude. Look at my wings.
Let's go. You fly. I'll walk.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hello, welcome. Come on in, man. Come on in.
Oh, thank you, man.
Hi, I'm
Thanks.
Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Antonio here.
Antonio.
Yes.
Yeah, you look tired, man.
I am.
Oh, my gosh. Here, have a bottle of water.
Thanks
there you
so
go.
Much. Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate it,
here,
man.
Take a swig of that. Mm. Yeah, it's not poisoned or anything. Don't worry.
Oh, it's not? Okay. Well, good. Too bad.
You like poison, huh?
Do you have any alcohol back there?
I might have a few, a few open bottles, but let's just not talk about that right now because... Well, I got pulled over earlier.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, for several reasons.
You're
but
like,
yeah, hop in. Let's go on a little ride.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, where are you heading, buddy?
Vegas.
Vegas.
Yes.
I've been to Vegas twice.
You have. Okay.
Yes.
So this is gonna be your third time then?
This is gonna be my third time. Yeah,
okay,
I'm actually passing through this time. So
you are.
Yeah, when we get there, I'm not gonna stop. You're just gonna have to jump out.
Okay. With the car moving.
With the car moving.
All right.
Are you comfortable with that?
I am preparing myself for that.
Well, you have to be because we're already driving at this point.
Okay. And I haven't had anything to drink, so that's going to make like even harder for me.
Well,
to jump out of
keep
the
drinking
car.
the water.
Okay.
Yeah,
then
you're
I should.
Good.
All right.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah.
Now be careful in the back seat there, as you'll notice, there's no seat belts for multiple reasons.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
It was on purpose. I pick up hitchhikers for a living. That's my job.
Oh, I see. Do you intend to hurt them?
No. I'm just making sure that they're not crazy. I'm helping. I feel like I'm doing a good thing for the people.
Yes. And thanks for doing that for me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hmm.
Is this Utah we're crossing right now?
We are crossing Utah.
I don't know about this state, though.
It's
look
a little
around.
Wild. There's some interesting people.
Yeah.
There's some interesting, you know, there's literally nothing to see
and,
out here.
And the ETs, they live here?
Uh-huh. All of them. All six of them.
All six of them?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
I figured that.
You know, when I picked you up, Antonio, I wasn't expecting that you would say anything.
Okay. Yeah. Am I supposed to not say anything anymore?
I don't know. You when you first jumped in the car, You had that look on your face. You were tired.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think we'd have this conversation.
I wanted to take a nap.
Well, why are you going to Vegas? That's my question, since we're talking.
Yeah. There is a little bit of cash.
No nap for you.
No nap for me. Yeah. Okay, there's like some cash waiting on me there.
Cash?
Yeah.
Why?
About $100 million.
Interesting.
Yes. Like a sibling just passed. And I'm the only one left.
And you're getting the money.
I am.
So it's not like a hit job or anything like that?
It's not. I'm actually...
You're not crazy.
No. I am actually headed to Vegas because I'm going to rule Vegas.
To rule Vegas?
Exactly.
So you... Instead of... I had a friend recently. He told me he was going to rule the universe.
I see.
But you're just ruling Vegas.
I'm going to start with Vegas.
Start
yes.
with one thing at a time. Makes yeah. sense.
Sort of like the mayor of Vegas.
Is there a mayor of Vegas?
I wouldn't know. Perhaps I should, because if he's there, I'm going to have to ask him to leave.
Gosh, you're sounding a little crazy. You know what I have to do with crazy people, right?
No.
You're about to find out. 3, 2... I just have to hit this big red button. Don't try to stop me. I'm about to hit the button.
Please don't do it.
Here we go.
Don't.
3, 2, 1... All right, Scott, well, how's it going, man?
I'm feeling...
Feeling
pumped.
Good? I'm glad we caught this guy. It's been 17 years. I mean, what is his name? Is Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, Bobby Johnson.
He broke into the school lab last week. He killed that cat. I mean, he killed a cat.
Yeah, Mr. Muffins has lived in that lab for at least 2 years.
2 years,
yeah.
And he got fat, but we loved that cat.
Oh, yeah, that's why he got fat.
I guess, we gave him all our love.
And muffins.
I don't even know why we're handling this case. Shouldn't the animal society work with this at all? I don't even know why.
Well, the cat's already dead.
Yeah, he's already
dead. And they said they found teeth marks on the cat, and they matched the Bobby's dental records.
All right, you got the paperwork, right? Hand me the paperwork.
I got it right here.
All right, all right, perfect. All right, great. So we've got the paperwork. Good, good. All right, so we got here. Here's his picture. Yep, that's Bobby.
Yep.
All right, are you ready to go in? Let's go in.
Let's take him
out. Let's talk to him. All right, here we go. All right, Bobby, listen, this guy over here, he's going to be the one that's supposed to be bad cop. That's what we like to call it, bad cop. But I'm going to give you a chance, Bobby. I'm going to give you a chance to, right here and now, to say that you're guilty. So what is it going to be, Bobby? Are you going to take the easy route or the hard route? I don't know, Scott. Looks like he's
trying to be tough.
He's trying to be a tough guy over here.
After 17 years in the 11th grade, he's trying to be tough.
17 years. I don't understand.
Bobby, I know you're 32, but listen.
Yeah, well, you're not fooling anybody.
You're not going to make this happen. You're not...
Hey, Scott, tell him how it is.
You're not going to pull a fast one on us.
Not on us.
We've seen all kinds of stuff.
We've been in the school administrating business for years.
Years.
Before you were in diapers, which was apparently 30 years ago.
Well, he's determined to cause ruckus.
All
Bobby,
right.
I think that's all you're good for, isn't it?
All right, listen here, Bobby. I'm going to give you the count of 3. And then Scott here, he's going to lay one on you. All right, 1, 2. All right. That's it. That's it. Scott, tell him what you're going to do. Tell him what you're going to... He's going to torture you. Tell him what you're going
to
do.
All right, Bobby. You know, we gave you a shot. We tried to let you have a little bit of control here.
Yeah, I can't hold Scott back now.
But it turns out that that's not going to work.
All right, tell him about the rubber ducky.
This rubber ducky right here.
Uh-huh.
This represents you in this situation. Looks like you. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest.
He's got
talks like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's silent, just like you've been this entire time.
Not one word.
Unbelievable.
I'm ashamed.
You know what? You're going to stand over there in a corner. We're going to pelt you with this rubber ducky.
Until you talk.
I got a whole bag of these things.
Hey,
I went on eBay just for this.
I think I might have some rubber duckies in my pocket to myself. I always keep a spare one. So not only do we have a whole bag of rubber duckies.
We got spare rubber duckies.
Spare rubber duckies. You never know where rubber duckies are going to come out of.
You never know.
You never know. I don't think he's saying anything.
I found a rubber ducky behind your ear. I used to be a magician, Bobby. Do you know what that means?
I know exactly what that means, Bobby. Listen, Bobby. You need to understand that we are full of skills.
Just remember that line from Taken. We have a special set of skills.
Exactly.
And we're going to find you. And I'm paraphrasing Liam Neeson, even though he doesn't deserve it. But you don't deserve it either.
Exactly.
I bet you've never even seen the movie, have you?
I'll tell you what. This is what we should probably do. How about we just turn the TV on, we leave the movie Taken on, repeat. But not the first Taken. Taken 3.
Yes.
Yes.
He has to watch Taken 3. Enough.
And then we'll leave the rubber duckies just staring at him.
All around him.
All right. So we'll pop in this VHS because we don't have anything else but a VHS player.
Well, you know, we have a limited budget at this school.
This school is still stuck in the 90s. But what are we going to do?
Yeah. Saved by the Bell is still coming on our...
All right. Let's put the... You got the tape? Here's the tape.
I got it.
All right.
Put it in.
Okay. Here we go. Popping it in. This is your last chance, Bobby. He's not saying anything.
You want to be stuck with Taken 3?
Taken 3. It's Taken 3 and the rubber duckies.
The second one was horrible. The third one, I can't even put words. I can put it in my Sanskrit words on a tablet. That's the only way I can describe it.
I can't even find a Rotten Tomato online for it.
It doesn't even exist.
Yeah, there's just one rubber ducky for this guy. All right. Let's go, man. We'll just leave him here. Keep it on repeat. Is there a repeat button for the VHS tape?
Oh, there's a repeat button.
There will be now.
With this Panasonic VHS 247X, there's definitely a repeat button on this thing.
I can't believe we found that VHS for the school.
I'm telling
it's
you.
Vintage.
Goodwill has everything.
Goodwill does have everything.
But Bobby, you'll never know.
You'll never know, Bobby. All right, let's go, Scott.
We're out of here.
Hey.
Ketuan.
What do you want?
Listen, buddy. You can't just walk into this locker room and expect that I'm just going to treat you like we're pals. We have known each other for 30 years.
See, first of all, I'm not your friend. I want to shave your beard, to be honest.
You know what? I want to shave that head of yours.
Mm.
In fact, I'm thinking about taking you by the neck. You know, I'm not going to do it now. I'm going to wait till we get out there in the ring. But I'm going to start beating your neck with a sponge.
With a sponge.
I'm going to find a sponge, and I'm going to beat you with a sponge.
With a sponge? Really?
It's going to be gnarly.
Wow, that's pretty odd. I actually bought out the entire sponge business.
Oh, yeah?
You're not getting a sponge.
Well, my dad bought out the business of buying sponge businesses, so you're paying him.
There's one above.
It's true.
I'm still shaving your beard.
Well, you know what? I bought the entire company for razors, so no one could ever shave anyone's beard ever again.
I feel like elbowing you in the face while you're asleep.
Well, you know what?
I'm just being honest.
I'm just going to roll over and you'll be elbowing a pillow.
You know what? Why are we arguing?
But the pillow...
Why is this? Why are we fighting right now?
I don't know.
Let's wait till we get to the ring.
You know what? I'm ready.
I tricked you. I'm still going to shave your beard.
I'll tell you what.
When you fall asleep, I'm going to elbow you in the nose and I hope you bleed pretty bad.
Well, you know what? I had a trap set already, knowing that you would say that. And you will get hit with bricks when you open my door.
Wow.
100 very small bricks.
100 very small bricks.
Yeah, Ant-Man size.
Wow. You know what? After I bought out the sponge business, I also bought out the brick business. So you're probably not going to get any bricks either. And just because you came up with the idea, I'm going to steal it and hit you with a brick in the face while you're asleep.
That is brutal.
It is pretty brutal.
But you know what? I'm going to beat you in this match. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. Let's do this.
Let's do a bet.
I'll tell you what.
Let's do a bet.
Okay.
All right. At the end of the game.
Okay.
I know both of us are going to have some cuts and bruises.
Right.
Whoever wins gets to pour lemon juice on the opponent.
On the opponent's head or on their feet?
On all the scars. It burns a little bit.
That's good.
You know?
It does burn a little bit.
I feel like that's fair.
That's mutual.
That's fair.
I can understand.
All right.
Let's do it.
Cool.
All right. Let's do our secret handshake. All right. Left hand.
Left hand.
Right hand.
Right hand.
Left hand, right hand.
Left hand, right hand.
Fist.
The fist?
The fist and then the twist.
The fist and the twist?
Yes. All right.
Then
we worked on this for years.
I don't know.
At the end of the day, we'll figure out this handshake. Let's just go do this match.
Let's do the match.
All right, here we go.
Peace.
Emily. Where is Emily? She's always missing.
Hey,
Emily.
Hey,
Emily.
Hey, I'm right
there
over here.
You are.
Hey.
All right.
Take it easy, all right? What's up?
Are you ready for this job?
Yeah, I'm ready. You ready?
All right. I'm ready. But I need us to be really prepared, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a plan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk you through the plan. If you got any ideas, you let me know.
Okay, you got it.
Now, did you bring the masks?
No.
We need two masks.
No, I didn't bring the mask.
Well, what can we substitute? We need masks. We can use...
I got some bananas.
Bananas.
I got some
perfect.
Bananas.
All right.
So I brought some bananas.
All right, we'll take the bananas.
I brought one banana.
We'll take the bananas. I've got a little machine. We can make the bananas larger. Just put them right over our heads.
No, let's keep the same size bananas. It'll look weird if we're big bananas.
I have some duct tape. We'll just wrap them right over our eyes.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
One banana.
All right, so here's the plan.
Okay.
We're going to go into the bank.
Mm.
All right. We put the bananas over our eyes. Mm-hmm. Nobody will know it's us.
Okay.
Okay, because I know we've been on the news a lot lately. Everybody's trying to take us down.
Yeah.
Don't let that discourage you.
Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing we do
okay.
is we go into the bank. Now, we go through the back door.
No. We should go in
the
front.
You have a better idea?
We should go in the front.
The front?
No one will see. It's weird.
It might, you know, we might actually run into some issues with the front because there's a lot of cameras.
That's why we got the bananas.
Okay, you know, you've got a good idea. You're the daughter of my boss. Mm-hmm. So, you know what?
Tony,
you know, he's been with us. He was the one that started this gang.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with your idea because I trust you, because I trust him. All right, cool. So we'll go ahead. We'll go through the front, but we have to sneak. We have to be very, very quiet.
No, we just walk right in.
Okay.
We walk right in with the bananas.
And then we take the bananas.
Mm-hmm.
We put them over our eyes. We walk in. What do you think we should say to the person behind the counter? Because at this point, we're just walking in. They know we're here. Maybe we should say, give us all your monkeys.
Monkeys?
Monkeys, yeah. Well,
is it because of the bananas?
Well,
I don't want the monkeys.
I feel like the monkeys would make a great replacement
coins.
For the word money. They'll
we just
think,
want coins.
Coins?
No paper, just coins.
No paper, just coins.
Go to the bank, we look for coins. We got bananas.
What would we use the coins for?
To pay Tony.
But we're talking like a lot of coins because
all of them.
Without the monkeys,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing else valuable, unless it's a lot of coins.
All the coins.
All right, we'll take all the coins.
All the coins.
All right, we've got the masks on, the bananas.
Bananas.
We walk in.
Mm-hmm.
We say, "Give us all your coins."
Mm-hmm.
And then where would the monkeys be? Would they chase us?
Where are the monkeys?
I feel like there's going to be monkeys if we got bananas. So I feel like that would definitely happen. So, but, you know, we'll work with it. You're the daughter of our boss.
Tony.
We'll go with Tony. Yeah. All right.
Tony just wants the coins. No monkeys, just bananas, coins, taken with Tony.
All right. Here's your gun.
Mm-hmm.
Take the gun.
No guns.
No guns.
No guns.
I like the way you think.
No guns.
We're going in hot.
Slingshots.
Okay. Well, slingshots it is. Mm-hmm. And we'll take the slingshots and we'll shoot him in the face.
No.
No.
Knee.
In the knee.
In the knee.
All right. The knee it is.
With the coins.
You know, I'm having a hard time. Emily, with this. But
we wear the bananas. We use the coins. We shoot him.
Let's do it.
In the knee.
All right. Cool. We got the getaway car. Let's do it. Here we go. All right, listeners, this is Jordan. I am the host of this brand new oldies station. This is WW18.7 live, always on playing oldies. Today we have a contest, and if you are listening right now, you are caller number 10. Thank you for calling. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, am I caller number 10?
Yes, you're caller number 10. Welcome, welcome to the show.
Oh my god, I'm very excited.
Congratulations. Now, you've almost won. You haven't quite won yet. The grand prize today. Do you want to guess what the grand prize is?
I don't know. Is it hot dogs?
It might be hot dogs, but this time it's going to be a surprise box. What is in the surprise box today?
I hope it's some Cheetos.
It might be Cheetos.
For my hot dogs.
Now, the surprise box, hopefully I don't ruin surprise, but the surprise box actually has a vintage pack of gum in the surprise box, and it may be another surprise.
I want my hot dogs.
You must be excited about this surprise box.
I want my hot dogs.
I know you do. All right, let's move on. So,
hot
you
dogs.
Get to hot dogs, indeed. You know, we have always some interesting callers here at the at WWW18.9 radio station.
I want my hot dogs.
Can you say anything other than hot dogs? All right, caller number one, or number 10, actually. You're going to go ahead and answer these three questions. Now, if you answer these questions correctly, you will win the grand prize of a surprise box with a vintage pack of gum.
Hot dogs.
Brilliant. So question number one is, what number comes after 23? Now, if you answer this question correctly, you will go on to question number two.
Okay, hold on. I I know the answer.
Okay, it's gonna be the number right after 23.
Okay, hold on.
You got this.
You know, one time I.
You got this. You got this. All right. You got 10 seconds now. Because if you don't answer in the next 8 seconds, you will.
Do you have a bathroom?
We do have the bathroom, but you're not actually in the studio. You're just a caller.
Okay.
5 seconds.
After 23.
Right after 23.
It has to be 24.
You're right. That's
yes,
correct.
Oh my God, I'm
ladies and gentlemen,
to the hot dogs.
He's going on to. It might be hot dogs.
I'm getting closer.
It will be a surprise, so you never know. But there's definitely a vintage pack of gum. Here we go. Question number two. You've made it on to the round two. Question number two is: what is your name?
My name.
Yes, I think we actually mentioned your name at the beginning of the show, so it should be pretty easy to remember your name.
I'm 25.
No. I believe that was the answer to the last question, 24. And that is also your age, but what is your name?
You know, one time I...
10 seconds.
You know, am I 10 seconds away from the hot dogs?
You're 5 seconds away. If you answer this question and the next one correctly.
What's the question?
The question is, what is your name? 4 seconds.
My name, hold on, I know, it's coming to me.
You got it.
My name is Ronnie.
You got it! You answered correctly. Correct.
Hot dogs.
I am super stoked about this, ladies and gentlemen, because we get to play oldies music all day and give out a prize.
Hot dogs.
It's going to be awesome.
Hot dogs.
And definitely hot dogs. All right, so... ladies and gentlemen, this is the final moment where Ronnie gets to choose question number three.
Hard dogs.
He actually doesn't get to choose the question. I'm going to ask the question. So, the question is, what is the first shirt that you were wearing 3 seconds ago?
You know, one time my...
what color was it specifically? You got this. I know the struggle. I know you want to start a story. It sounds like you're telling me a story, but you need to answer the question. 10 seconds.
You know, one time.
If you win this, you will walk away with the grand prize. You got 5 seconds. What color is your shirt?
My shirt color is red.
You got it. That is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie has walked away with the grand prize. All right, Ronnie, listen very carefully. If you stay on the line, you will win.
Hot dogs.
You just have to stay on the line.
Hot dogs.
Be careful, I might cut you off.
Hot dogs.
I'm cutting you off. You're not winning the prize. Oh, hello, Heather.
Hey.
You must be our new happiness.
I am.
Welcome.
What? Well, thank you.
Yes. Well, you know, it's been really lonely around here lately.
Why?
I don't know. I just felt like there wasn't happiness around.
No, you can't be like that. Look at all these great things around here.
You know, I guess I have a lot to be thankful for.
You really do.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know. It seems like our friend, you know, the persons that we're in their mind right now, our friend, and she's actually having a sad day.
Well, she needs to get over it.
She's at the park right now. I wish she would cheer up.
Are you kidding? The park is full of green grass and blooming flowers and laughing kids and swing sets.
Well, we're about to go to a theme park now. One of those, like, I guess it's
like
a fair.
Like Disney?
Yeah, a fair. Like, there's rides.
Oh, my God, that is so great.
It's kind of scary for me.
Why?
I don't know. It's just there's
high
up. No,
you can't be scared. You're going to love it.
We're already so high up. Like, we're in the person's mind. And then I feel like...
oh, that's nothing. Wait till we get up on the Ferris wheel. It's going to be the greatest thing you ever saw.
You think so, happiness?
It's going to be so great.
Sometimes I just feel so sad about
you these
things.
You can't feel sad. You got to go out and live.
Okay, let's go over here to the control panel. Let's try to figure this out. There's a lot of buttons, and it's so overwhelming.
No, it's not. It's 3 buttons.
There's more than 2, and that's more than I've ever been.
Watch how fun this is.
Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yeah, we're walking up. It looks like this is a candy stand.
Isn't this so great?
What if the candy melts?
Then you can lick it off your fingers.
That's true.
This is so great.
That's true.
See?
I guess you're right. Yeah.
That's like the gift that keeps giving.
Couldn't we just eat something else, though?
Like what?
I don't know. I feel like I should just sit down How about we just have her sit down? Let's
don't
push this button.
Down.
Right.
How about sitting.
I pushed the button. I'm sorry, happiness. How about, maybe we should try something different. What should we do next?
We should.
Where should we go in this theme park? I know there's a lot of things to do. It's just, what if
let's
it rains?
Let's go play some games.
Games, indeed. Okay, let's play games. I think we can work together.
We can definitely, let's go catch a fish.
A fish? I do like fish.
Yeah, all you have to do is toss a ball.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Thanks, happiness.
I can tell you're doing better already.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, yeah, welcome. This is the information desk. How can I help you?
I'm supposed to meet this Peter Parker guy.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how you doing? You must be Terry.
Yeah, I am. Why are you running the information desk if you're a great photographer?
I am actually a 2-in-1 position. I wear many hats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they can't figure out what to do with you.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly. No, I take a few shots here and there. You might have seen my shots of Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. I noticed that you only take pictures of Spider-Man.
You know, I feel like I've got a connection with him. When it comes, like, we have the same mind in some way.
Yeah, and you have kind of the same build, too.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. Hey,
no?
Let me show you around.
Kind of the same height?
Nope. Here, follow me over here. This is this section. This is going to be your desk right over here.
Uh-huh. Oh, I get a desk.
Yeah, you do. It's got a phone. It's got a stapler.
Uh-huh.
Now, be careful. This stapler, it is dangerous. I nearly hit somebody with it the other day.
Uh-huh. Was it the Green Goblin that you nearly hit with the stapler there?
Green Goblin.
Uh-huh.
Who's? Oh yeah, the Green Goblin. Yeah, I remember taking pictures of the Green Goblin fighting Spider-Man last week.
Yeah, I noticed how you always seem to be in the right place to take pictures of Spider-Man fighting those bad guys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
No. Now you know what I do.
What's that?
I follow the you know what, those little police radios.
Uh-huh.
I just listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's my trick.
You're lying to me, aren't you?
No, not at all. I'm trying to show you, show you how to really...
Listen,
I know you take great photos, but...
Somebody has to be Spider-Man. Why not you, Peter Parker?
I feel like I'm not good enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not worthy.
Okay.
It's not me.
All right.
No, it can't be me.
What's that bite on your hand?
It's a small... it was a staple. It's a stapler. I told you it was dangerous.
Sure.
Yeah, it is.
Looks
it
like
is.
A spider bite.
No, not at all. I actually have to go.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? I feel like Tracy, she can show you around. I have to go take some more photos all of a sudden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll probably take photos of Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. Is that because you are Spider-Man?
I gotta go.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Welcome to the team.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Whoa! I can't believe our ship went down like that.
I don't know.
Jacob, what are we gonna do?
I don't know.
I just we're all our off our crew.
Oh man! I just got hit by a wave.
I lost all my clothes.
Oh no!
I lost everything, dude.
Oh man! Oh my gosh! Do you see that?
What is it?
That guy is hurt.
No.
Bad. He's gonna sink. We gotta.
He's falling.
We gotta dive.
Okay. I got him!
You got him!
I got
him! I've got his leg.
Alright.
Now throw him on the piece of wood there.
There you go. Whoa. Okay.
Oh,
how many of us were there?
Oh gosh, there were probably like 300 people on that boat.
I can only see maybe 2 of them out in the distance.
Yeah, it is.
What are we gonna do at this point? I can't swim. I don't even know how to swim. I'm barely staying alive at this point.
Well, just hold on to the boat. Or the piece of boat.
Oh my god. It's really tough for me, buddy. I'm getting a little seasick.
No, don't worry.
You don't look too well yourself. You look like you're going along. I'm not seeing anything yet, but I hope we don't see anything soon. What are you doing? What's going on?
I'm seasick.
You just... My God, you look...
Oh, no.
You look crazy.
It's,
You're starting to turn a little... What color is that?
Oh, I don't know. It's... But there's some fish. They're attracted to my barf.
Why? Why would that happen?
I don't know. I ate some, like, flakes earlier. They were in a little bottle.
All right.
It was all I had. They were in the shelf next to the,
Next to the soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I wish we were there.
Oh, man, it was so comfortable on that boat.
We should really help those people. What could we do, though?
Oh,
Can you swim?
I swim okay.
I swim okay. Okay's not gonna get us anywhere, Jacob. What are we gonna do now?
Well, I'm not an Olympian. I can't swim like crazy, you know? I haven't spent like most of my life in the water. I don't know why you would think that. I mean,
I just feel like you're holding something back from me, Jacob. Jacob, just tell me, what can you help us in this situation?
Well, actually, oh, look over there. Do you see that? You see that thing flying in the sky?
Yeah, I see.
Those are like seagulls. And then,
Jacob! He's...
Yeah. Oh, whoa, oh my gosh, you see that? There's some dolphins coming.
Okay, I see that.
And they're carrying that guy. And they're bringing him over here.
That's super weird. How did these people just get here?
What a coincidence.
That is weird.
I don't know.
Very strange. It's almost as if... Yeah, have you ever heard of that superhero Aquaman? It's almost as if he was here just a minute ago.
Yeah.
You don't find that strange?
No, you know, I
okay,
that's,
well,
at
least we saved everybody.
Yeah,
at least everybody's here.
They're safe, I guess.
It's good to be lost at sea with everyone now that we saved everyone.
Exactly.
Hello, welcome to Burger World. Can I take your order?
Yeah, do you guys have any, roast beef?
Actually, we only have burgers here at Burger World.
What kind of place is this?
This is the place, actually, if you want to hear a little theme song, I created it. How would you like to hear my little...
There's a theme song?
Yeah, I created a theme song for our restaurant. It goes, this is Burger World, this is Burger World, we only have hamburgers. It goes kind of like that, guys. I'm working on it. What do you think?
Can I just get a Big Mac?
A Big Mac, yes. You know, it's actually on special today.
But how do you sell Big Macs if this isn't McDonald's?
No, this is a...
We're part of a government inspection agency, and we are need to see all of your food right now.
No, all of it? Even the one... Well, we have the special area in the back of the store. That's under lock and key. My manager...
We're gonna need that food, too.
Really?
We are confiscate...
All your food! On the table! Now!
No. Okay, I'll tell you what. Can you just drive around to the next window, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Sounds good.
You wanted to see me there, Chief?
Yeah, listen. I need you to sit down for this.
Oh, you, all right, I'll sit down.
Listen, I just got off the phone.
Uh-huh.
It turns out the mayor is very frustrated.
What's what? Mayor's frustrated? Why? I'm always, like, saving his behind, you know? I mean, what's he got against me?
I'm not saying that you're a bad person.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying you destroyed half the city block.
Well, I mean, you know, I was the only guy that was gonna be able to stop him, okay? There was no other way about it, all right? The Bunny Rabbit Bomb has been just going wild in this town for years now.
This is just excuses. You give me excuses. This is the fourth time this week.
No, he does it every year, all right? That Bunny Rabbit Bomber comes around, and he does up these bombs like they're Easter eggs, hides them all down the street, all right? And he's gotten away from us every year, boss, and it wasn't gonna happen again.
We're no longer in a comic book, okay? This is not the Avengers. You're not a hero. You're simply helping the citizens of this great city.
Boss, I gotta do what I got to do. You don't understand what he was doing to people. Kids would stop believing in the Easter Bunny. They thought he was a crazy person. They were scared in their beds. This was the only option I had, Chief.
I understand. But listen, I'm gonna have to give you the third degree.
Oh, no, look. Okay.
Not the fourth one.
My first year here, I got that first degree. The second year, I got the second.
I know.
I don't think I could deal with the third, okay? I don't want to have to put my badge down, all right, boss?
Listen, I know you've got good reasons, and I know you've got two guns.
Yes.
And I'm gonna need you to place
and a rocket
both
launcher.
Guns on the table now.
Look, I can't do that, okay? Okay, listen, boss, all right?
Give
it's
me
not
one
every
reason,
day.
One reason.
All right, did you see how cool I looked when I was standing in the middle of the street just firing that rocket launcher
you
in every
did.
Direction?
Like,
I knew one
cool.
of those rockets was gonna hit that bunny.
I'm not gonna lie,
okay,
that was pretty cool.
Okay, whole city block destroyed, but one of those rockets hit that bunny.
No, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
But blew him completely up.
I don't, you know, you're right. I don't know if I'm gonna let you go anymore.
Oh, Chief.
I'll tell you what.
You got a big heart. You got a big heart, Chief.
I'll tell you what. The wife and I, we're gonna go out for drinks later.
Oh, out for drinks?
Yep.
Oh, well, you know, I'm not just an action hero. I'm a drinking hero, too.
I'd love for you and... You know, I actually don't know anything about your personal life. but I'd like for you and anyone else that you want to bring, no more than one, to join us.
Oh, man, I'd love to come. I'll bring a... Okay, so I'm kind of a lonely guy. I might not bring anybody, but I'm going to do my best to not destroy half that bar the way I did that city block.
Okay, that makes sense. That's awesome. Oh, it's also a stakeout. You're coming with me.
Oh, God, you always got to pull one on me, Chief.
Just follow me.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing, man?
What's up, Edwin? Hey. I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. So I just went on a quick break over there, restroom break. So I want to get back into what we were talking about this new TV show.
Yeah.
That we've had it on for, you know, a year now, and I think it's been going great, honestly. But I'm concerned about these changes that you wanted to make.
Well, go ahead and let me know what is exactly what your concerns are.
Well, the first thing, I don't believe that we should even have children on the show. I think it's fine to have a children's show with only adults.
Well, you know, we need to be, you know, catering to our audience here. You know, we're running a kids show, and we need to have some kids in here.
I think we should keep it the same.
Well, I mean, I understand that you're the creative behind the show, but as your boss, I need to urge you to put some kids into this show. Because we are losing our fan base.
Well, maybe I'll be flexible on that. Well, give me some more ideas that you have for the TV show. Put yourself in a kid's shoes.
Well, first of all, we need to get some kids in there and put them in a rave, okay?
In a rave, okay?
All right. You know, good flashing colors, we need to grab some attention.
Sure.
Bring them into the show, put them in a rave, put some foam in there, make it happen.
A rave might get a little crazy. A rave might get a little, too many lights. I kind of like it how it is.
Well, I mean, no, we need those kids. We need kids. We need to put them in a rave. Trust me, it's going to boost ratings.
All right, if we were to make one change, what if there were just small little children?
What are you talking
about? I'm talking like tiny children. Like just born.
Like Ant-Man type size?
Like really tiny.
No.
It would be funny. Kids would love it. You know, kids love characters with fruits, talking animals and fruits and... talking anything. No, what if they were maybe animatronics?
Listen. We don't have the budget for animatronics, okay? We need kids. They're cheap, and we need them. They will boost our ratings. They need to be here now.
All right, fine. You know, I think that we'll have regular children on there. What would the title of the show be then? Because we have to change the title. If we're making all these changes.
You make a valid point.
I know. I'm thinking something along the line of kids don't do it.
What would be the premise of that show, then?
It could be taken kids, comma, don't do it. Or kids don't do it.
So is it a show that discourages parents from, or aspiring parents?
That's the question. Nobody really knows. And that will get people to watch it. They'll be going through the guide like,
is our
kids.
Network even still on? Like, how do we make our money? Jordan, we need kids on a kids show.
I guess you're right. Listen, I'll write all this down. We'll kind of what are we doing here?
Re-strategize?
We'll re-strategize at a later time.
Oh my goodness.
And we'll figure it out from there. All right, Dino, what an amazing band practice. That was a good song.
Man,
am I right?
It was all right.
Well, okay. I think it was pretty good. I'm thinking I'm getting better and better every day.
Yeah, I'm sure you are thinking that.
You know, honestly, dude, I'm thinking it's, you know, we've been together, what, 50 years now.
Ahead. Tell me what else you
think. We've been together in many ways. Yeah. And one way, you know, well, we won't talk about that. But we've been together as a band for 50 years now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's about time that we kind of went our separate ways, don't you think?
What do you mean? What are you getting at?
I mean,
like all of us?
Why keep the band together at this point? We've been together. What are we? 70 now?
Well, we haven't even. We're practicing right now for this tour. Why? Like you just said, we just finished practice.
We
wasn't
did.
Like, why would we?
We practiced. It's going well.
So you just don't want to do this tour? You don't want to do the last?
I feel like I'm better than you.
That's completely ridiculous.
I don't even need you. I mean, I play guitar. You play what? The drums?
Well, yeah.
Who
but
even
what
needs the drums?
You do.
Now and then.
What? Okay, so you're going to make half an album?
Maybe. Maybe I'll make two albums.
That's going to take you twice as long.
Maybe it'll take me twice as long on your planet.
No.
What if I went to a different planet?
No, you don't understand, man. This is the same world, bro.
I think it'll work out great. I'm gonna go start off my own band.
You're not gonna get your
solo.
Own band.
It's gonna be solo. There's not even gonna be a guitar.
You're gonna get a band, or you're gonna go solo.
I'm gonna do both.
Solo tour with a backup band.
But all I'm saying is I don't need you anymore.
You do. You do.
Well, why should I stay?
Because I have to change your diapers.
Why? What? My diapers?
I've been doing it for years. Who are you going to get to do it now?
Listen, I didn't even know I wore diapers.
Yeah, I know. That's my point. You forget every day.
Dear God, you're right.
We just said how old we were. I mean, I know we're not too old, but
listen, I've always been exactly 6 months older than you, and you know this. I can handle my own diapers.
Right. Well, see, you just said that you forgot you were wearing them. You're all sorts of confused.
Where's my glasses?
You need me.
What did you do with my glasses?
Exactly. You don't even know where those are at.
I don't even know if you're actually you.
You know where your glasses are.
How do I know you're Dina?
What's your name?
Six.
Where are we right now?
Four.
All right, let's go back to practice.
Fine.
Hey, Jordan, how's it going, man?
Kevin, long time no see. How you been?
I've been awesome. How you doing?
No, doing well, doing well.
I got you.
So, you know, I just got a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of dog?
It's a... He ran away.
Oh. That's really unfortunate.
I know.
Actually, you know, this is going to come in handy.
Yeah.
Do you know why I called you over?
Why did you call me over?
Well,
I got that phone call. I was just so confused.
So
It's been 30 years.
I know. Well, I was thinking about our time, you know, during high school, and I was thinking about, you remember that day on the football field where we were throwing the ball?
Yeah, and I caught it.
You caught it.
Right.
Do you remember what you told me?
I don't. I'm drawing a blank.
So you were asking me, because you said, hey, Kevin.
Yep.
And I don't know why you sound like an 80-year-old man in my, you know. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
You know what would be cool?
I do sound different now.
Yeah. You know what would be cool?
Sure.
And I said, what? And you said, if we could fly.
Yes.
So I said, yeah.
No way.
That would be cool. So.
Don't tell me.
I figured it out.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
We can fly?
Yeah, but not with a stupid airplane. No.
Sure.
Check it out. You drink this. Good.
Okay.
Drink it.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
Tastes like pineapple, right?
It does.
Yeah, it's because of pineapple soupy. Now actually drink this other thing.
Okay,
that's
okay.
The actual, yeah.
I love, that was delightful. All right, now I'm going to try this. Okay.
Yeah. You feel any different?
Ah. Gosh, I do feel a little different.
You can fly.
Am I flying right now?
No. You gotta run.
I have to run. Okay.
You gotta run.
Okay. I'm just gonna build some speed.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna back up into the... Whoa. Okay. Whoa.
You're good.
You got a lot of stuff in this room.
I do.
It's a little crowded.
I do.
Okay. All right. And I'm gonna...
just run.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Kevin!
Hi, Jordan.
I'm flying!
You're flying!
It's beautiful up here.
Can you see your dog?
I can see my dog.
What's the dog's name?
His name is Sam. Sam, come back.
Does Sam know it's his name? Because you've had the dog for like a day.
It was only a day. Sam, Kevin, you're the best. We should hang out sometime.
I should go ahead and warn you about one thing.
What's that?
I don't actually know how for you to get down.
No.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Oh, hello. Alex, how are you?
My name's Frank.
Frank. I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
It's good to see you again, Frank.
What you doing here?
Frank, I actually was just sitting here enjoying the view. It's a beautiful day, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd say so.
It is. It's lovely. There was three other birds. I'm not sure why they walked away. Flew away, I should say.
That's probably because I passed gas.
Oh, boy. I knew it. But you seem like a lovely bird.
Oh, thank you.
What kind of bird are you?
Oh, probably a cockatoo. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Do you see below us?
I only have one eye. 1 second. Yep, I see a car down there.
It looks like a car.
It's green.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Maybe we should do something crazy.
I see your drift. Yep.
Yes, yes. Okay, there's a red car pulling up right now. What should we do?
Well, I'm about to let go of something special.
Oh,
keep an eye out for it.
That's such a good idea.
All right, bombs away.
Bombs away. I think you got it.
Dude, I got it right on the windshield.
Look at the lady. Look at her hair.
Oh, it's crazy. It's green.
This is going to be fun. Okay, she's got this very large, large hair.
Oh, go for it.
I've got an idea.
Do it.
I've got this. Yes! Nice, nice.
Oh, that was nasty, man.
You know, my favorite cars are the red cars.
Yes.
I like it when they pull right up. Oh, here comes one. Here comes one.
Here we go! Let it go!
Nice, nice.
Very nice. You know what I had for lunch today?
What did you have?
I had blueberries.
I can tell.
So you know what that's going to mean for the red car?
The red car, yes.
It's blue now.
Yes. Brilliant.
It's awesome.
We got this. We got this. Okay, okay, okay. What do you see up there coming up ahead?
Well, it looks like another bird, but it looks like a falcon. And last I checked, they eat us, little wee birds.
Oh my God.
So
what do we do?
Better hightail it out here.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm following you. I had enough fun for today.
What's going on? Welcome to Jay's Antiques, and we have a little bit of everything, depending on what you need.
Oh, thank you. Hi. You must be Jay of Jay's Antiques.
That's right. I'm Jay.
I've heard of you.
Oh, have you?
Yes, yeah. I was reading in the paper this morning. I was reading in the section that said, I was reading in the advertisement section.
Yes.
And it said, Jay's Antiques, stop on by. But I was also reading the ad next to it. It said, for a fun time downtown this fall, come to our festival.
Ooh.
I wasn't sure if you were a part of that, too.
Well, that's a different business that I have. And so, therefore...
Because it said Jay's Antiques underneath both ads. One was for the actual antique shop. And one was for this festival. For a good time, come to the festival.
Yes. So what had happened was we're going to need you to sign up in this antique store first.
Okay.
So then
there's a process.
There's a process. Pick up a couple of items, and then at that point, we go ahead and see if you qualify for the festival.
Well, that's exciting. No, that's very new. So what is this object right here? What is this I'm holding?
Oh, this is an antique candlestick.
An antique candlestick.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man.
I've never heard of one.
Oh, man, it's actually pure gold.
Pure gold.
Pure gold. Matter of fact, if you hold it a little too hard, you'll put a little, a little dent.
It is a little
right
heavy.
Oh, it's
it
solid.
It is a little heavy.
It's
yeah.
solid. And
how do you burn this?
Ooh, what you do is that you first take your candle of choice, and then you hold it very tightly in your hand.
Well, why are you? Oh, that's very, gosh.
You know what?
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
Well, maybe I should show you another item. You
yes.
may not be ready for this one yet.
Please, yeah, just keep your hands off me. Okay?
Yeah. Well, here at Jay's Antiques, anything goes. So,
okay.
But if you make your way over here.
Yes, yes.
Now, this desk.
Oh,
this desk.
It's a very nice desk.
Oh, yeah, made out of the finest mahogany.
Yes.
It's very smooth.
They don't make them like this anymore.
Oh, no, it's very dark. You know, you ever heard that phrase, black of the berry?
Uh-huh,
dark
I
of
have.
The berry, sweet of the juice?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, very good.
And but anyway, yeah, this is a very, very nice desk.
I love it.
I think if you do anything work-related or even play-related.
Now, can I fit under here? Okay, I'm just going to try to get under.
Oh, wait,
my God.
Wait a minute, just watch your back right there.
Well, sometimes I have situations where I need to hide from someone.
Perfect. This desk is known for those kind of things.
Really?
You should see some of the features.
It's really?
See,
I'm
if
intrigued.
You go, well, just move your leg right over there.
Okay.
All right, and then use your left hand.
Oh, God.
See a little hidden button?
Yeah,
press
right above
that.
Me. Next to my left ear.
Now, be careful.
Okay.
There's a floor that's going to open up.
Oh, my God.
Don't. I told you to...